Today, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld admitted and defended ordering U.S. officials in Iraq to hold a terrorist suspect for some 7 months without notifying the International Red Cross. Rumsfeld said he was responding to a request by the Central Intelligence Agency to keep the prisoner off the official records at the Baghdad prison.
I was requested by the director of Central Intelligence to take custody of an Iraqi national who was believed to be a high-ranking member of Ansar al-Islam, and we did so. We were asked to not immediately register the individual, and we did that.
Rumsfeld said the prisoner has received, quote, humane treatment. Joining us now from the Pentagon is NPR's Eric Westervelt. And Eric, what can you tell us about who this so-called ghost detainee is and where he was held?
Well, Melissa, this detainee is believed to be a high-ranking member of the guerrilla terrorist group Ansar al-Islam that operated in northern Iraq before the U.S. invasion last year. He's being held at a high-security detention facility near Baghdad International Airport, not at the notorious Abu Ghraib prison where some Iraqi detainees were abused and humiliated by U.S. soldiers. We still don't know his name. American officials believe this group, Ansar al-Islam, had links to al-Qaeda and that its surviving members may have been behind some of the attacks recently inside Iraq. When asked if this particular detainee was kept off the registry in order to prevent the Red Cross from having access to him, Secretary Rumsfeld today said, "Not on my part." Rumsfeld said the CIA request was likely made in order not to interrupt interrogations of the prisoner. But two other sources, Melissa, that I spoke with say this prisoner seems to have been kind of lost in the shuffle and may have only been interrogated once. Rumsfeld today said the military was moving to change his status, assign him a number, and would soon allow the Red Cross to meet with him. And it's also possible the detainee could be moved into the general prison population in Iraq if that's deemed appropriate.
This detainee was held incommunicado, off the books, since last November. Is that actually a violation of the Geneva Conventions?
Well, when asked, Secretary Rumsfeld today said, quote, "I don't know if this was in violation of international law." A Pentagon deputy general counsel, Melissa, said in wartime, in cases of military necessity, the Red Cross could be denied access, quote, "for some period of time in order not to interrupt an interrogation." But this detainee was held for more than 7 months without notification. And several lawyers we spoke with, including one with the group Human Rights First, said the move clearly violates, among other things, an article of the Geneva Convention that requires prisoners' names to be kept on a registry, as well as other articles that govern the conduct of occupying powers. One attorney for the group Human Rights First said, quote, "The U.S. violated a law at the highest levels, and that is something our government needs to answer for."
This question of ghost detainees, prisoners being kept off the books, came up in the report from Major General Antonio Taguba. Remind us what he had to say about that.
Well, he was strongly critical in that report of this practice of trying to keep detainees from the Red Cross. He called it deceptive, contrary to Army doctrine, and a violation of international law. But Secretary Rumsfeld today claimed that this prisoner was in a different category and should be looked at separately than those ghost detainees that are part of investigations into the Abu Ghraib prisoner abuse. But when pressed, Melissa, to elaborate on why this detainee was in a separate category, Rumsfeld said simply, "It's just different, that's all." So there's still unanswered questions about the case, and when he was asked if there are other prisoners the CIA has asked the Pentagon not to register, Rumsfeld said he didn't know, but he could think of at least one additional case off the top of his head.
Eric, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Eric Westervelt at the Pentagon.